Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we introduce the Brian Lehrer Show Plastic Challenge. We are challenging ourselves here at the Brian Lehrer Show and challenging you, if you want to take part, to see how low we can go on single-use plastic for the next 1 week, between right now and next Friday morning. We will be doing at least one segment a day next week on climate-related issues as part of a national project called Covering Climate Now, and plastic production is an increasing contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. So here's what we're inviting you to do. Simply notice, track, reduce, or quit your use of single-use plastic. Now, you don't have to be perfect, and this is not to shame anyone or for anyone to claim purity and virtue over anyone else. The idea is three things. Number one, just notice how much single-use plastic you buy and get rid of. Keep a log. Number two, reduce to the extent that you can. And number three, take a picture of something during the week that shows a success or a struggle in your plastic challenge effort and post it to Instagram or Twitter. Just use the hashtag plastic challenge. That's singular plastic, plastic challenge, to Twitter or Instagram with your image. You might take a picture of things like the non-plastic cutlery you keep at your desk, the barista refilling your reusable coffee cup, your WNYC eco tote or other cloth shopping bag in action, the log you've kept of all the plastic you've used or avoided using during next week, the pile of discarded, this would be a great photograph, the pile of discarded single-use plastic that you've kept just to see how big it gets. Or how about the glass jar you take to the bulk goods store or to show your struggle, because we know it's a struggle, maybe something like the single-use plastic you simply can't do without. I already have something in mind in that category for me. Or maybe you just couldn't figure out how to replace it. And, you know, I'm not claiming to be any kind of holier-than-thou person myself on this. I definitely use my share of single-use plastic, and I'm going to be right there with you in this plastic challenge, observing my own behavior and logging what I can easily change, what it takes more effort to change, and maybe some things I decide I'm not ready or able to change right now. And we're inviting you to do that too. Again, do any of these three things. Number one, just notice how much single-use plastic you buy and then get rid of. Just keep a log. If that's all you do, that's great. Number two, reduce to the extent you can. And number three, take a picture of something during the week that shows a success or a struggle in your plastic challenge effort and post it to Instagram or Twitter. Use the hashtag plastic challenge. All right. So we hope a lot of you will participate. I think keeping a log of our single-use plastic consumption for 1 week will be powerful in and of itself. So even if that's all you do, that would be great. Hashtag plastic challenge. And to help us get us going on this and to talk about why it matters, we're joined now by Judith Enck, founder of the Beyond Plastics Environmental Campaign. Under President Obama, she was the EPA administrator for what they call Region 2, which is New York and New Jersey, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and eight tribal nations. She was previously the Deputy Environment Commissioner for New York State, and she is also a senior fellow at the Center for Advanced Political Action at Bennington College in Vermont, where she's engaging students in conjunction with the Beyond Plastics campaign. So, Judith, so nice of you to help us with this. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. It's a real treat to be here, and thanks for focusing on this.
And listeners, if you want to throw in a quick question or two to Judith Enck about plastic, and in particular single-use plastic, either how to reduce or something about the overall environmental impact, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We just have a little time for that today, but Judith's going to come back next week at the end of the challenge. So here's a stat I've seen you refer to. Half of all the plastic ever made was made since 2005. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. This is a contemporary challenge. And what I also think a lot of people don't realize is 9 million metric tons of plastic enter the ocean every year. So this is an ocean issue. We can't solve the climate crisis without addressing plastic pollution. And it's relatively recent, and the trend is not looking good. We're looking at a tremendous increase in plastic production unless things change.
What are the growth items in plastic manufacturing and pollution in recent years?
So historically, plastic was made by oil and chemicals. And what we're seeing now is plastic is made still with chemicals, but now a byproduct of hydrofracking. It's called ethane, which is a waste product when fracking occurs. And there are multiple proposals to build what's called ethylene cracker plants, where this ethane will be heated to high temperature and will be used as a building block for single-use plastic packaging, making it even cheaper.
I realize that I left out one little piece of the plastic challenge, which is when you post your photos to Instagram or Twitter using the hashtag Plastic Challenge. Also tag us. So that's just tag, you know, at Brian Lehrer, if you can remember to do that when you post your photos. You have a term, the plastics trifecta.
Yes.
I assume that trifecta is not about betting on horses.
It's betting on the planet. So the plastic trifecta, we have a model bill that we're encouraging local governments to adopt, which bans polystyrene or styrofoam, which New York City has already done. Yay, Brad Lander and the New York City Council. The second part of the trifecta bans plastic bags and puts a fee on paper, which the state of New York has adopted, but not New Jersey. And the third element is plastic straws only upon request. So those are kind of the low-hanging fruit things. And I totally applaud your plastic initiative at NYC and encourage everyone to participate. But if you don't mind, I want to add a fourth item,
sure,
which is taking political action. We are well past the time when individual action is going to make a big enough dent. So I totally encourage, for instance, people to bring reusable water bottles when they want to hydrate. But 1 million plastic water bottles are used around the world, purchased around the world every minute. 1 million every minute. So we also need laws on the books and programs that require a reduction in plastic.
I totally get that, and I totally agree. In fact, folks, if you see the introductory video that I think is up now on Instagram, I put it in the context of exactly that. Individual action is not going to do it because there aren't enough of us who are going to do it to the necessary extent voluntarily. But I see it as modeling behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And letting people know that there are alternatives. I mean, I'm pretty careful about trying to avoid plastic, but any trip to a modern supermarket, you're just surrounded by plastic, and it's hard to avoid in some instances.
And to that point, we have Liz in Westchester, I think. Liz, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Yes, to that point, how are you both today?
Good.
That point, I shop at Whole Foods, who is meant to be one of the most eco-friendly supermarkets around, and I cannot avoid clamshells. I cannot avoid, you know, lettuce in pack. Well, you can, but it's super hard leading a very busy life to avoid anything that's packaged in plastic. I've even started using the mesh produce bags, which are fantastic, mm-hmm. and I believe that Whole Foods especially should, I don't know, maybe they do a program for mm-hmm. a month or something, giving them away for free, because I think that would reduce the number of people who would use their plastic bags. But it's the prepackaged stuff that really bothers me.
Judith,
and I can't seem to avoid it.
Contact Whole Foods and tell them you don't want to buy so much product with so much plastic. It's also not good for your health. A lot of plasticizers will leach into your food and beverage, especially if you heat it up. And also look at supporting local laws that would address this. I mean, I want to share with folks that it's not your fault that you're surrounded by plastic. The plastic industry sold us a bill of goods saying that we can recycle all this plastic when, in fact, even when markets were stronger, only 9% of plastics worldwide have been recycled. So the single most important thing we can do the two important things we can do. One is buy less plastics, and second, get involved politically, even at the very local level, to support laws that reduce plastic pollution.
I was going to ask you about that recycling. I've been reading you on this topic, and you only want numbers 1, 2, and 5 plastics to be taken in for recycling. Why those and not the others?
Because those are the only ones that we even have a fighting chance of getting recycled.
And what are those? What's a number one?
Number one is, like, it's mostly rigid plastic. Mm-hmm. So think of it that way. Plastic water bottles, detergent containers, a lot of this, the thin plastic film, plastic bags, they're really not recycled. And unfortunately, lots of local governments say, put all your plastics in the recycling bin. And historically, most of it was never recycled. So if you flip the container over to the bottom, you see these teeny tiny little numbers. If you see 1, 2, or 5, put it in your recycling bin. If you don't, if it's another number, don't put it in the recycling bin because it actually contaminates the load.
Lisa in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really love you and your show.
Thank you.
So I think the elephant in the room is Amazon. I mean, mm-hmm. seriously, myself included,
yes.
People just don't want to have the discomfort of going to the store and shopping anymore. And the amount of plastic that comes with everything I order from Amazon, and just, you know, sometimes you'll order something and they'll send you, like, just a couple. You can't order something unless you order it in bulk. So now you've got, you know, 5 versions of some plastic containered item.
Right. And Lisa, I'm going to jump in just because we're almost out of time already. But how do you get away from that packaging, Amazon or other delivery services?
Yeah, it's not just Amazon, but they're a big offender. They've shifted a lot to single-use plastic. This is an area where there ought to be a law. Individual consumers writing to Amazon is really not having an impact. And so we need, the federal government won't act on this, but we need a New York State bill that requires Amazon to either take their packaging back for reuse or recycle, or at least for business deliveries, use reusable packaging. There needs to be a real shift in mail orders.
And we're going to be doing mostly policy focus next week. This is our personal side aspect of our Covering Climate Now series. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we will talk about is laws that make the companies pay for the packaging that they produce rather than, you know, really putting it on the government by having it all be in trash collection.
Yeah, taxpayers.
And,
and I don't want to dispel, I mean, there are things you should do individually, but it's hard. You stroll down any supermarket and you don't have a lot of choices. So shopping at co-ops certainly help, where you can bring your own glass jars, refill, etc.
Judith, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And listeners, Judith will return next Friday for a longer segment on the last day of the Plastic Challenge to help us debrief and talk about further action for further solutions. And okay, one more time, here's what the Plastic Challenge is. Do any of these 3 things. Number one, just notice how much single-use plastic you buy and then get rid of. Keep a log of that. Or number 2, reduce to the extent that you can. And number 3, take a picture of something during the week that shows a success or a struggle in your Plastic Challenge effort and post it to Instagram or Twitter. Use the hashtag #PlasticChallenge and tag us. Our tag is @BrianLehrer on Twitter, and it's @BrianLehrerShow on Instagram. And have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.